the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show number 723. That's 723 in our original It's Your Business
series. It's Monday. I'm a little slow, Bill.
Yeah, and you had quite the weekend.
Had a crazy weekend.
Tell me a little bit about it. A
lot of fun, hot Harley nights, huge crowd, beautiful night. We had a really good time playing. It was an awesome night. They raised a lot of money for Make-A-Wish. Everybody had a really good time. Couldn't have turned out any better, Bill. It was awesome.
The hot Harley nights is behind, and you've got plans to help this week.
Well, yeah.
Fill us in.
Well, it's Jazz Fest this week. I'm not actually playing anywhere this week, but Jazz Fest, we've got Thorogood. Who else do we have with besides Thorogood? I'm trying to remember now. You caught me off guard, Bill. I wasn't ready for that one. But, Jazz Fest coming up this weekend starting Thursday, isn't it?
It is Thursday.
Yeah, okay.
Rob Joyce will join us on Friday in the middle of it to figure out how the first night went and what will be wowing the socks of it. Us on Friday and Saturday nights. Again, free Jazz Fest, and that's something that Sioux Falls can always point to.
Huge show.
The music.
Big show. This is like, people come from all over the country for this thing, even from different countries, they come over for Jazz Fest. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend.
Well, I think you're going to find our next 2 hours interesting, if not a bit unique. Our second hour, it's the It's Your Business Ag Show, 10 to 11, everything from South Dakota's first peach festival that chases the Jazz Fest out. We'll talk about 4-H. We'll have the traveling report from the Starks. Holt McDowell, our friends at Plains Commerce Bank as well. This hour is the report card. The report card for the first 6 months of 2014. Let's see, you're going to hear from the president of the Home Builders, the president of the Realtors Association, Jim Lowe from Advanta Mortgage, and clear the air with the A-Team, Mike Austed and Dakota Radon. We start the show with a gentleman by the name of Tony Bachman from the Tony Bachman team, including the Canterbury Village that sets trends for HOAs and vacation-like living. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
You know, as we are going to look at the figures from the building permit data and the home sales, it's obvious that 2014 is no 2013, but the marketplace is certainly brisk.
Yeah, it's still moving right along. It's still strong. You know, I know that we're comparing 2014 to 2013. I think 2014 has a chance of catching up with 2013. I mean, I really anticipate the last 6 months to be really strong.
Well, we'll hear from the president of the two associations coming up right after our segment with you. But for you, the HOAs have been very, very good at Madison and Dubuque and East Sioux Falls.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about the advantages of having a homeowners association. And, you know, typically, you know, a lot of that when you're talking about homeowners associations, that we're talking about maintenance when it comes to like lawn care, snow removal, you know, grounds, you know, common areas, the exterior buildings, you know, clubhouse, swimming pool. You know, and other thing is like services like the garbage and in some cases basic cable, water, sewer, you know, those sorts of things. But most importantly, what HOA gives you is it's more time of your day and less things to worry about and less work and more time to play, which translates to a higher quality of life, which just means that most people have places to go, things to do, and less time to do their things at home. So the HOA is kind of a way to trade that off and go out and play and enjoy your life a little more.
He's Tony Bachman, Tony Bachman team, Canterbury Village. You know, if a project is a success, there's a phase one. If there is more success, there's a phase two.
Yeah, well, we're just about wrapped up with phase one at this point. And so, yes, we're talking about phase two, actually starting phase two as we speak. Brad and Tammy are out there, and we're hoping to see dirt start to move here any day now. And then down the road, there's even a phase three when we look down the road even further. But talking about phase one, we have two more places that are closing this week, which means that we only have two left. And it sounds like we have a meeting with some people here at the end of the week, which means we may only have one left of phase one. So that's a great problem to have at this point.
You know, not only is there a phase one and two to Canterbury Village, but seems like you have a growing team and you have a phase one and a phase two going there as well.
Yeah, it's, you know, I made the move over to Keller Williams about 10 months ago. And I mean, I really liked where I was and I'd been in real estate for about 5 years, but there was something about Keller Williams that really grabbed me in reference to their culture, where they have that win-win, you know, philosophy. Also their technology, and the technology not only for us as agents, but which translates to our clients, being able to give them value in what we're doing. And they just have a lot of training, classes. We're able to stay up on top of what's happening in real estate today because it's really a fast-paced business.
Seems like you have a very exciting, diverse team.
We do. We got about seven members on our team at this point. I mean, I have a couple people that work in our office, IT people. We have people who've been in a lot of, you know, like business and customer service related fields. So, I mean, they're very good at handling their clients. And also Gary Molson, who is partners with over at Ameristar, he's on our team, which he makes for a good person to be able to, you know, call up and say, hey, Gary, I know, you know, wherever you what have you run into when you've seen something like this? So really makes for a nice, diverse team. But and then also we brought Tammy Strike on from Canterbury.
I know her.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, she's out there talking real estate all day anyway, her Canterbury Village. And I said it would just make sense. It's a win-win scenario for her to be part of the team. So that was a big plus.
So it's a diverse team. Where is it going?
You know, sky's the limit at this point. And, you know, and the other part of our team, when we talk about our team, it's not just our team in with the real estate, but also our extended team, you know, like with Brad and Tammy being the builders and developers and RJ Properties, and then also all the subcontractors. And, Bill, even you, we consider you one of our team members. I mean, our success has been built on some of the things that you've done helping us get the word out.
So what could I bring to the Tony Bachman team?
Well, that leads us to the next question is, you know, we have so much fun working together. How would you like to join our team, Tony Bachman Group, working over at Keller Williams? I think we'd have a lot of fun together, Bill.
So you think I could bring something to the team?
Oh, boy, you would bring a lot to the team. You have, with all your knowledge and your marketing savvy, yeah, we'd have a lot of fun together.
Well, you know, I've given it a lot of thought. We've had this discussion before, and I'll join the team.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to this. This will be great.
It's like music in my ears. The Canterbury Village music. But
this will be a lot of fun, Bill. We'll have...
How many people on your team?
Now it'll be eight.
Eight?
As members. Of today, eight. With Bill Zortman.
Well... This is something that we have talked about for a long period of time.
We've kind of talked about it in reference to. I mean, I know that you'd liked where you were at, and what you were doing, but you know, you and I have worked together so well for the last probably about 18 months that it just seems like a really nice fit.
Well, and initially, I have been with smaller companies that I was very close, very much a heavy part of the lifting in those companies, and. Quite frankly, and I'm going to kind of address that, I think, when Jim Lowe's here
right.
a bit later on my good friends and family at Key Real Estate. But this is a new opportunity, a chance for me to learn more from 100 and how many agents?
Right now we're about 130. Well, with you, it would be about 132 agents.
Oh, I make up for two. I like that. But it'll be fun to be a part of the team. I've got people that want to do business. And I want to learn more about the business. It makes me better at being able to review real estate, home building, all the things that the audience wants from a host of this show. So
yep,
I look forward to that. He's Tony Bachman, Canterbury Village. Thanks for joining us on It's Your Business.
Thank you, Bill. We're really looking forward to working with you and continuing talking about Canterbury Village.
Tony Bachman, you heard it first. Just ahead, we'll get to the leaders of the Realtors Association and the Home Builders when It's Your Business continues on this Report Card Monday.
Personal injury accidents pit many first-time victims against experienced insurance company adjusters. If you or your family are facing those odds, you need the counsel of Tom Johnson and his legal team.
I'm Tom Johnson. We do this every day. At Johnson & Christensen Law Office, you'll not only leave the burden and confusion of all those bills and paper with us, you will leave with peace of mind that your injury claim is being handled professionally by experienced lawyers. Don't settle early. Remember, the adjuster is loyal to the insurance company. Visit SiouxFallsLaw.com or call 335-1778. We are the trusted place you can turn to.
Let Tom Johnson speak for you. He knows the law and will represent you, not the insurance company. Tom Johnson has 35 years of experience. When the decision is made on the value of your injury or damages, you need Johnson & Christensen Law. Call 335-1778 or go to SiouxFallsLaw.com.
Michael Savage, weeknights 8 to 11, Kello. News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Well, 6 months in the books for building permits and real estate sales and listings in 2014. Brandon Martins is the president of the Realtors Association of the Sioux Empire. Cindy Monin, president of the Home Builders. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Bill.
Morning, Bill.
All right, Cindy, the building permit data shows just how powerful a year 2014 was. And 2013 in some areas is already past it. What do you think?
Well, I think that we need to quit comparing 2014 to 2013 and just say that 2014 is a great year. Yes, we're a little behind in a few areas, but still a great year. Total permits, 3,934. Total construction value, $281.9 million. Down to single family, what we watch more, 319 single family permits to date. Townhomes, 120, and of course, multifamily, 613 because of a couple really large projects. So, I mean, there's a lot of housing being built in Sioux Falls right now.
So, if people need to build a house, there are people to do it.
Yes, there are. Now, our members are busy, but, you know, so you need to plan ahead. You need to make some contacts. But, yes, we have very qualified people in our association ready to build or remodel, whatever it is that you need.
There was an announcement that came out from Annette last week and the Home Builders involving a home that was sold in about a week's period of time.
Yes, we are very excited about that. You know, about a year ago, in April of 2013, we started a Home Builders Care Foundation charity home, and it was located at 1317 West Wicklow Court, and it involved 136 of our members. Talk about coordination. A lot of people put in a lot of time getting this to all come together, but everybody tried to put their best show their best work in this home, and we got it ready for the parade of homes, and we got several offers over our asking price. This home was on the market for $449,500, and we got several offers, like I said, over. It closed for over. It netted just a great money for the Home Builders Care Foundation, our charity arm. We do things like Tools for School, Repair Affair, and, of course, scholarships for kids that want to come into the construction industry. I can't talk about that enough. It's a great career field, and we are there to help kids who are interested look into that. So, yes, we closed last week, so we're all very excited.
Very good. Now, Brandon Martins is the president of the Realtors Association of the Sioux Empire. Brandon, the headline indicated closed sales were off about 6% from 2013, first 6 months of the year. That's January through the end of June. The change in median sales price is up almost 2%, and the change in inventory is now off only a little over 3%. It's not 2013, but it hasn't been too bad.
No, it hasn't been bad at all. I've got to give a double take to what Cindy just said. We can't compare 14 to 13 constantly. the one thing that we really have to take note of with some of the numbers that are out there is the fact that the days on market until the sale is still down. So it takes less days to sell your home. And on top of that, the pending sales for the month of June were up 25.3%. So that's telling us right now we've got some inventory on the market finally. People are moving and shaking, trying to make things happen. And I think we'll start to see these numbers improve towards the tail end of the summer.
Brandon, you mentioned the pending sales, which is an important part of it. But I would ask you about the mood on the street. Do they still say, gee, we're behind last year? Or do they say, how can I get a home or how quick can I get in?
You know, right now it's just a lot of new movement. You know, we had a rough start to the year with lack of inventory. And, you know, everything that we do seems to revolve around the mood of people. And when you have a couple weeks of nothing but rain, the mood of people is not very good. So right now, people that are calling me, people I see on the street are very positive about what they're hearing, what they're seeing. There's properties available out there that they're looking for, and that makes them want to get theirs out there for sale as well.
Using professionals, and both to Cindy and to Brandon, this is an important thing, whether it's home builders or realtors. Work with professionals, particularly in a marketplace like we have.
Yes, definitely. You know, there are so many choices to make when you're building a new home, and you really need somebody that has been through that numerous times, can guide you through the process, can hook you up with the right suppliers, make all those decisions you need to have your home be just what you want it to be.
And on the realtor side of it, I mean, it's very important because you don't know what mistakes could be made when you're in the process of selling or buying, whatever it may be. We're really there to help you through that process, make sure you make it to the finish line, and have a successful home closing and a great future investment.
I know you said don't compare us to 2014 and 13, but that's the number that we have to compare with, keeping in mind that it's far above 2011, 2012. But Sioux Falls, sales down about 6.3%, new listings off 2.4%, median sales price at 162. Brandon, some of the area communities, T went from 26 to 51 sold in the first half of the year. That's a 96% increase.
Right.
Lenox from 11 to 19, 72%. Hartford from 19 to 24, that's a 26% bump. Del Rapids, 32 to 37, 15.6%. When you look at some of those that are down, those are people that were up in 2014. And you can see that Harrisburg has gone from 91 sold in the first 6 months of 2013 to 81 this year. That's down 11%, but far above what was up in 11 and 12. Madison from 42 to 32. Brandon, 89 to 62, which may be the biggest of the number there. It's not your namesake, but close. And Canton from 33 to 17. I know that, Cindy, you work the Hartford area. Surprised to see the numbers up out there?
Well, no. You know, I think that's what happens in a smaller community. You're going to have those swings from year to year. And, you know, sometimes you have maybe a new project, a new development that was opened, which is what happened in Hartford. Of course, we opened our last phase of Kelly Point. And when you put a lot, quite a few more lots on the market, you're going to have people start to look and say, hey, maybe it's time to make that move. So it's, you know, it's a numbers game, really. And in smaller communities, the numbers can, percentage-wise, can be a lot different by just a new development opening up.
Brandon, you work a lot of these communities, if not all of them. What do you see there that kind of reminds you, other than just we do see from year to year the volatile changes, but you see some healthy numbers. There are homes being sold.
I really think that as you look at both of those comparisons, you've got four cities that are on either side of that. And what I look at is what the inventory levels were this year compared to last year. Last year, you couldn't find a house in Hartford, and this year there's houses available in Hartford. People wanted to move to Hartford last year. People wanted to move to T last year. There just wasn't product available for sale. There's a lot of new construction down in T as well, adding new homes to the community, which is helping. And Harrisburg on the other side and Brandon, they, you know, same thing. Inventory is down. People can't find the houses. The biggest one by far is Brandon. And as you look out in the Brandon market, they're starting to see some more new construction coming up, which will definitely inspire a lot of this.
And again, the real estate figures don't always show the home builder figures that are there, because sometimes they don't go through the Real Estate Association of the Sioux Empire.
Yes, that's true. And I think there's also maybe that swing of 1 year the building permits will be up and the home sales are down. And then the next year it'll alternate just for the reason Brandon just said, that inventory.
All right. We've gone through 6 months of this year. What do you see in quarters three and four?
I think a strong finish all the way around. And, you know, we probably should quit talking about the weather, too. But I'm really hopeful that we're going to have a nice long fall. And so people will still be anxious to build. And I think it's going to be really a strong year.
Yeah, I expect the same. I see a lot of strength coming out of July, especially. We saw good numbers that are tailing out of June with the pending sales and everything. And I think that it'll just continue on for the next few months.
We have maybe a minute left. You've got the Parade of Homes coming up in September.
Yes. A lot of people are getting their homes ready for that. I'm sure we'll have 70, 80 homes on the parade again. So another good event for us.
And you guys just went through a ceremony a couple of weeks ago that brought up some people that had been in the business a long period of time, one that I'm pretty close to, along with some others. Do you want to kind of share with the audience some of those people, if you can remember?
Yeah, I'm going to challenge my memory.
I think I can
remember them all. We celebrated four different realtors in the community that have been in the real estate business for 40 years or longer. Al Johnson with HJ and Team Real Estate, Dan Cook with Ameristar, Kenny Dunlap with Key, and Ted Toms. They were all in the business now 40 years and selling homes in basically our area. It was
and
great
you had
to award
a,
them.
Had a spirit award went to a young lady.
Yep, we had a realtor spirit award that goes out to a gal with a huge heart, Gretchen Schaefer at Hague. She's been in a fight for herself as well as fighting for other people for many, many years, and she is just an outstanding gal.
Professionals in the business, that's what we say, is you've got a lot of years of experience working a lot of different transactions, whether they be building or whether they be the real estate side. Pick one out. Understand that they need to fit your needs. Interview them. Find out what best works. All right. If people have questions for the Real Estate Association, you have an executive director that takes good care of them.
Absolutely. You can. Our office is on 57th Street, or you can visit us at raise-inc.org and get any information there.
And you have a great executive director as well.
Yes.
Home Builders.
Yes. Julie Terrell does a wonderful job, and we have an entire team that goes with her. So their number, 605-361-8322, and, of course, hbasouempire.com.
Cindy and Brandon, the presidents of the Builders and the Real Estate Association, we appreciate the halftime numbers. We'll look at quarter number three. And we'll see if Jim Lowe has some home affordability numbers and interest rate numbers, which might help in quarter number three. Thank you for joining us in phase one of 2014.
Thank you, Bill.
Jim Lowe at Vanna Mortgage joins us on this report card Monday. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
When we listened to the presidents of both associations, we see, we're in a solid marketplace. Would you agree?
I agree.
And when you add the housing affordability with the low interest rates, it's got to be even more interesting. And as we led into the segment with you, we're interested in quarter number three. Where are we going?
Well, I think it's still good. I think it's going to be good. You know, one thing I didn't realize, we talked about tapering all year. The Fed has been tapering, really tapering. You know, so they're down to like $20 million they're buying in Fed and mortgage-backed securities. And what they're doing is they're taking the principal reduction on those bonds because they pay off, and they're reinvesting that. So we're way down with the Fed purchase of mortgage-backed securities. Here's the good news. On Friday, our interest rates on FHAs were between 3 7/8 and 4, not including the APR, because you want to get that call one of my loan officers. And on the conventional mortgages, we're at 4 1/4. So it's hanging in there. And the stock market's going up. So, you know, how much better can it be?
We always ask, lock in or not with those numbers? Sounds to me like it's close to lock-in time.
If I could get a 3 7/8 percent on any kind of loan, I'd lock it in immediately and not worry about it. You know, the affordability index is hanging in there at 204, which means that a large number of folks in the Sioux Falls area can afford housing. And the one thing, it's hard... those, it's hard act to follow when you got those two pros in ahead of me. You know, they got to cover everything.
You do a good job.
But the two things that popped up at me was the pending sales. So that was mentioned. But that was way down last month, and it's way up this month. I was concerned about the August closings. These are August closings, these pending sales.
So, we have not had that luxury this year that the pendings actually were very much plus.
No, that's true. That's 25% is a ton. It almost makes me think, was the figures accurate in the June report, but or May report. But it doesn't matter. It's a good sign. And with the Fed, they're going to someday increase the Fed discount rate, but we're not going to worry about that at this point in time. The other thing that I noticed that they didn't talk about on the permit side was the remodeling and additions. All-time record, $37.9 million in remodeling and additions on the Jeff's report from the city. That's outstanding. It's outstanding. So you got the sales up, got the interest rates down, got the affordability index just where we want it, and you got remodeling. So how much? And the mayor's on CNN every other week. So
what's that about?
What's that about? We got to talk. I haven't talked to him in a month. Have you?
No.
I got to call him up and ask him if I could join. We should join him on one of those.
There you go. Now, for those qualifying, what are your loan originators telling you they're asking?
Well, they're asking, when can we close? Because the paperwork end of this whole thing, if there's a negative, is that, okay? The paperwork and the regulations slow us down. You know, the appraisals come in a little slower. The underwriter has a little more documentation he wants. So patience is what I tell the clients, and I tell my officers, loan officers, to tell them, just be patient with us. Bring us the documents we're asking for as quickly as you can so we can get them in the system and get you approved. So, timing.
Advanta Mortgage Team, you got a good people group that you've put together, and I think you ought to maybe share a little bit about them.
Real happy with our group. Craig Marquardt is our senior lender. He's got 12 years in the business, and he does the majority of the business in the office. But Sean Nielsen is really coming on strong. Sean's going into his fourth year. He's originating quite a bit. Becky Tesh is our newbie. She's been with us a year, but now she's starting to produce one loan a month or so. And Jordan Olson. Jordan Olson has just joined the Marquardt team. We lost one employee that was working with Craig, so Jordan has joined Craig's team. Jordan will still be originating on his own, but he's helping Craig with his volume, so that's a good mix. So we're real happy. I'm looking for a loan officer. If somebody wants to apply to be a mortgage lender, give me a call.
And the number to call?
605-275-2777.
Earlier in the show, Tony Bachman, Keller Williams, with his own Tony Bachman team, repeated a discussion that he and I had a short time ago about me joining his team. It came at a time that my life, by choice, is a little busy with this business radio show and servicing business accounts. And for just less than 10 years, I've been a part of Key Real Estate. Kenny Dunlop has just been given the very deserving Lifetime Achievement Award by the Real Estate Association. And we share a grandson. His daughter, Chris, is married to my son, Chad. And Aiden is a chip off the old block of both of us. Poor kid. I'm very close to Kenny and Rick, but they encourage me with all that I'm trying to do to find a team that could help me with my real estate transactions. And it was that or give up my license, which, Jim, I kind of value.
Oh, I think you got to stay in the real estate business, even though this is your number one deal here, I believe. But Kenny, I've known Kenny for, well, he's been in the business 40 years. I started in 1974 as well in banking. Got to know Kenny in the late 70s, early 80s. He and his crew are terrific. Rick, I've worked with Rick quite a bit in the equity home deal. So, you know, I know they'll miss you, but I know they're happy for you that you're making this move. And I think Keller Williams got the deal, having you come over there with your background and experience. So you'll be helping out a lot of those young realtors who are on the board over there that haven't had as many transactions as you've had. So congratulations to Keller Williams as well.
Interesting group of people over there. He said 132, 135 people in one place. You and I years ago would have never thought we'd have that many people. Now we've got three or four companies in that 100 plus around Sioux Falls.
It's amazing. It really is amazing on over 600 realtors in Sioux Falls, but the majority of those agents are listed with three or four major firms in Sioux Falls. So that says a lot for leadership and for what we can do in this area, keeping that many people busy. So it's great.
Well, and I have some special people in my lives, and Jim, you are one of those as well. And I thank you for helping me do a job that I love in real estate, also with this radio show, because you've been a real asset to doing it.
Well, I feel the same way about you, Bill, too. But, you know, I wasn't sure about you until I found out you were a Tennessee Volunteer fan. And, you know, that turned the table for me. I remember the first time that we met, we were at Westward Ho, and I think I had just started with State Bank and Trust, and I'd been in Kenny's office, and we had lunch at Westward Ho, and you were wearing your orange shirt, and we started talking about the South, and I fell in love with you that day. So we're good. We're good to go.
Well, it's going to be good to be able to do more real estate, be able to work with a team of 8 people. You know, that's a lot of people to be on a team. And the office, you know, Ratchford's got to get him more space over there. Yeah. You know, I've got closets bigger than
those offices.
Yeah, they are small. But they got only so much space for the people they've got.
Well, I don't think they want them in the office, Bill. That's kind of a hint, you know. I mean, don't want you here. Get out and sell something.
Well, that's kind of the way it is in radio, too. Yeah. Jim Lowe. A good friend from Urbana Mortgage, and we got a golf tournament coming up.
Got one coming up through the 30th. I'm looking forward to that. Well, 2, if you can make that other one. So
yeah, and that was in August.
That's in August.
Mayor and
the SMA tournament in August.
We got Doug English coming with us here.
Yeah, Doug will be with us at the end of the month, and then Craig and Kurt and you and I in the SME deal. We're going to be playing a lot of golf here in the next month or so.
We need to. We need to practice our games. We're a lot of orange.
I'm terrible.
Jim Lowe, Urbana Mortgage. Contact information again.
UrbanaMortgage.com. Apply online. Really nifty new website. Call us at 605-275-2777 or 5109 West Crossing Place. South Crossing Place.
The A-Team is next. You want to stick around. I never know what this guy's going to say. He's an Austed. The Austed family. We'll check and see what gas stories he has about Dakota Radon.
I'm going to go listen to him. I'll listen to you guys on the radio on the way back to the office, so I'm going to check it out there. I'll say hi to him if he's out there.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great week, everybody.
I wish I'd done this sooner.
Hi, I'm Donna from Stanford Hearing Aids, and we hear that a lot. Recently, a new patient told us, if I had known how easy getting used to hearing aids would be, I would have done it much sooner. At Stanford's, that's pronounced with a T, we will make every step as easy as possible. Our professional and experienced providers, Chris, Ann, and Stephanie, all have the same goal, to help you improve your hearing. Please don't wait. Your hearing is too important. Call 338-6251 to schedule your free visit or go to StanfordHearingAids.com.
Togetherness is overrated unless it comes to saving with Sprint's new Unlimited Family Plan. Hi, this is Norvo. For as low as $45 per month with 7 people on Sprint's new Unlimited Family Plan, you get unlimited data, talk, and text on the Sprint network. The bigger your family, the lower your rate. Embrace togetherness. Add Uncle Joe. Add the mailman, the water delivery guy. With Sprint's Family Plan, you save together but receive separate bills. Happy connecting from Sprint.
The Midday Commodities Report from Coima and Kamek. Weekday mornings at 11:30. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Well, it's that time in the show where I need to talk a little bit about Comfort King. Comfort King, of course, we had Chris Larson from the factory in with Comfort King on Friday, and we talked a little bit about many of the things that they're doing and the fact that why would you buy a $5 mattress if you want a good night's sleep? We talked about a lot of other areas as well. But one thing that I found with Comfort King, and I'm in the second half of 2014, January is when we went in, made our selection at the Comfort King factory, and we looked at the zero base gravity, we looked at the massager, we looked at the fact that my wife gets control done.
Well, we started business with Dakota Radon in 2010. I mean, we don't want to rush things, Bill. We want to get our infrastructure set. We want to continue to build the relationships. Is that the right way to do it? But yes, we've been putting a website together, and it is almost completely
complete. You're multitasking to do that.
Yes, and chewing gum and walking. This is very difficult. But the sideline portion, it's not just something that, oh, yeah, we can do that. We can buy some parts at a hardware store and put it together. There's factors and continued education. There's things that we do.
Other nonprofit organizations can really optimize
the use of a board of directors. I think we all have this idea of a very traditional approach. You got the monthly meeting and the agenda, and everybody comes and sits around a conference table. But what we're finding is that some of the more progressive organizations out there are taking a different look at how to maximize a board member's time and talents, and they're looking for new ways to directly engage them in the organization. So that might mean taking them out on site, bringing in staff so they can hear directly from people who work for the business, and a number of other creative approaches. So we will detail those in Wednesday's cover story, Making the Most of Your Board.
There you go. That seems like a great story. You know, we've talked a lot about the building and the selling trends in Sioux Falls. How do you read what's going on?
On one level, I noticed kind of more of the same, though. I mean, houses are selling for very close to what sellers are asking for. We continue to see pretty steady number, I guess, of closed sales and new listings. But the one thing that jumped out a little bit in the last month is that the inventory is starting to go up. So that's a good thing to see. I think there are more than 900 houses now on the market in Sioux Falls. Some of that's got to be the new construction getting finished. You know, we're far enough into the year now where some of those new houses are going to start to be available. And I think that piece of it is going to continue. I mean, we've seen a number of new single-family housing developments just start to go through the planning process. You know, they're getting those planned developments into the city. They're getting their rezonings approved. All of that has to happen before they can start building the houses. But I think the goal, certainly for home builders yet this year, is to get as much done as they can while the weather's still cooperating, because that market still exists. You know, it's still a pretty tight market. Homes are selling, I think, even faster than they were this time a year ago. So a seller's market still, but probably more new product to come on the market.
Breaking news.
Well, I think, you know, keep an eye on Main Avenue this week. The road diet. Have you heard of this, Bill? The road diet's going to start.
No. When you mentioned that four-letter word diet, I have a little trouble remembering that.
So what that means in the case of Main Avenue is it's going to get skinnier. They're going to reduce a lane. The city's going to pilot this project, Main Avenue through downtown. You're going to notice it start to look a lot different. They're going to phase it in throughout the course of this week because they don't want to conflict with the Hot Summer Nights event midweek. But many of the businesses are going to gain some temporary outdoor seating. You're going to see some new diagonal parking options along that street. So it's going to look and feel a bit more like Phillips Avenue, and I know in talking to several of the businesses, they're excited about this. Good timing for Wiley's, too. I don't know if you've been by that business at 6th and Main. They just opened up a really impressive, I think, almost all-season patio space. Nice addition to the downtown area. They're going to upgrade their menu as well. They're talking about adding some upscale cocktails. I wasn't totally sure what that meant, but they're going to bring some upscale cocktails and a broader food menu out there as well. They're trying to capture some of that after work crowd and hoping to maybe get some business gatherings and that sort of thing at their patio. So they're excited about gaining some extra space. And I think that it's going to be an interesting deal to just kind of see what the public reaction is to this road diet. They're going to keep this in place, I believe, through October. And then they're going to go reevaluate and kind of see if this isn't something that we want to make permanent along Main Avenue. But I think there's lots of opportunities on Main to grow business, to give it more of that pedestrian feel that we're seeing elsewhere around downtown. So,
all right.
Fun to watch.
Appreciate you, and we'll talk to you again on Friday. Thanks, Jody.
Sounds good, Bill. Thank you.
Final stop in this hour, Valentino's 41st and Willow. John, good morning to you.
Good morning to you guys.
Let's see, Monday, that must mean it's old guys Monday, like Rev.
Well,
what?
Young old guys.
Young old guys.
Young old guys. 55 and older get a 10% discount today on their lunch or dinner buffet.
All right, so we keep that in mind, and you've got a new pizza that I can give a little testimonial to.
Yeah, we started another new one. Well, it's actually a old comeback one. We had it last year, too. But it's barbecue chicken with the Zortman bacon on top on our flatbread. So it's really light and crisp and very flavorful with the barbecue sauce that we use.
So in addition to that new pizza, you still have some things that I know that between you and Joy and the family over there, you want people to come by and see something you've been serving and making a big part of the Sioux Falls diet for 20-plus years.
Yeah, you know, this time of year, of course, it's hot and everybody's looking for a cool down, and they're really looking for salad bars. And we've been often told we've got one of the best in town right here because we do make everything pretty much from scratch, and everything's, you know, made fresh. So we get a lot of compliments. There's a lot of selections. I mean, we've got 6 to 7 different specialty salads, plus two lettuce salads, vegetables, peaches, and cottage cheese, and, of course, our notorious cookies and cream.
I think that you have a lot of notorious in that place that gives people a lot of choices and almost to the point of needing a wheelbarrow to get out.
Yeah, well, what we did, instead of wheelbarrow, what we have is we got a refrigeration dolly that's padded. So you stand up, lean back, we catch you, and roll you right to your car.
All right. Worked perfectly last weekend and Jazz Fest this week. And the event on Wednesday makes it even better. So we appreciate you, John, and we'll talk next hour.
Thanks.
Ag Hour is next, but for this hour, our time's up. Thank you for yours.